Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Castaways from a shipwreck on a desert island, a vote to leave the European Union, and a frankly confounding couple in American politics. At first glance, they would not have very much in common, but they do, though they do make for some very strange bedfellows. That phrase came to Uncle Will as he was putting quill to parchment sometime after 1610, between his problematic Winter's Tale and his Queen Elizabeth origin story, Henry VIII. This is one of Shakespeare's phrases that is grounded not in metaphor, but in actuality. It appears in Act 2, Scene 2 of The Tempest. The sorcerer Prospero conjures a storm to torment the survivors of a shipwreck on his island, that he was shipwrecked on 12 years before, with his 3-year-old daughter Miranda, exiled by his treacherous, usurping brother Antonio, who, as chance would have it, is now king of Naples, and just so happens to be one of the current crew now cast upon the beach. When Prospero escaped his ship, he took with him his daughter, of course, but also books of magic that he used to enslave the island spirit Ariel and the monster Caliban. When one of the survivors, Trinculo, looks to find shelter from the magical tempest, he comes across a figure under a large coat.
Oh, alas, the storm is come again. Well, my best way is to creep under his gabardine. Well, there's no other shelter hereabout. Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows.
We have had the concept of communal sleeping ever since our hunter-gatherer days, more for warmth and safety than for pursuits of the amorous nature. In Shakespeare's time, it was quite common for travelers to share a bed whilst on the road, more probably for economic reasons than due to the climate. That all started to change with the Victorians, the wealthy ones at least, when separate beds became more commonplace. And it wasn't just the moral reasoning. In 1892, From Attic to Cellar, Housekeeping Made Easy was published, and its author, Mrs. Elizabeth F. Holt, made the case for not sharing a bed as the air which surrounds the body under the bedclothing is exceedingly impure, being impregnated with the poisonous substances which have escaped through the pores of the skin. But the concept of strange bedfellows would change from the literal to the figurative, most prominently when it came to political discourse.
So we're going to have, I hope, a very reasonable and civilized argument, both between us and between other parties, and you're going to find people with some fairly strange bedfellows. This is one where, you know, Jeremy Corbyn and I agree. I mean, we don't agree about many things, but we agree about this.
David Cameron would, much to his surprise, I imagine, a few years later, become the catalyst that would bring together two former prime ministers from two historically opposing parties in opposition to his referendum to have Britain leave the European Union, John Major and Tony Blair.
So, here are five words I never thought I would say. Thank God for John Major.
But it wasn't just economics.
War makes really, really strange bedfellows.
And when it comes to war, you really can't have more strange bedfellows than the state of Israel and Hamas when they came together in 2015 to stem the expansion of ISIS in Gaza. But the resilience of this phrase is perhaps down to the fact that political interests can bring people or parties together that may have had very little in common, if the cause is strong enough. And in recent years, the figurative and the literal became merged once again in American politics, with the counselor to former President Trump and a vociferous anti-Trumpite campaigner, the married couple George and Kellyanne Conway. A couple on very much opposite sides of the political bed. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.